Welcome to the Gazette's Daily News Podcast for Saturday and Sunday, April 27th and 28th, 2024. This podcast provides the latest headlines from the Gazette Newsroom. I'm Becky Lucian Gardner. First, 26 student athletes in Iowa are suing the state's Division of Criminal Investigation in federal court, alleging the agency violated their rights by using illegal warrants to search their phones for sports betting activity. The lawsuit filed Friday says DCI agents used geofencing software to pinpoint athletes' online sports wagering and then search their phones without warrants. The athletes from the University of Iowa and Iowa State University are seeking compensation for damages and emotional distress. The DCI created a sports betting team in 2021 and, according to the lawsuit, contacted GeoComply Solutions, a vendor that provides geolocation services for enforcing sports betting rules. The lawsuit states that DCI shared their login credentials in September 2022, and DCI used a pin drop map to locate hotspots of sports betting around campuses. Lawyers for the athletes say they're looking into GeoComply's role, but they're not currently suing the company. The DCI defended its use of the software in January, saying it consulted with legal counsel before using it. The Story County Attorney's Office dropped charges against some athletes in March, citing concerns about the legality of the geofencing software. The 47-page lawsuit says, quote, due to DCI's actions and our failures to legally investigate the plaintiffs were all indicted and some convicted, severely upending their lives, collegiate careers, and future opportunities. Some athletes did end up facing criminal charges and NCAA penalties, while others just NCAA penalties. Next, the Iowa Supreme Court sided with the University of Iowa on Friday in a dispute with contractor Modern Piping over the $400 million Stead Family Children's Hospital. Modern Piping argued the university owed them $12.8 million for wrongfully blocking them from arbitration. The court disagreed, saying the contractor hadn't met specific requirements to claim such damages. The decision stemmed from construction delays and issues. Modern Piping won $16 million in arbitration, but sought additional compensation for the university's initial actions. The university paid the $16 million judgment to Modern Piping. The court's opinion on Friday acknowledged the complex construction history and the hospital's status as a local landmark. However, it ultimately ruled against Modern Piping's broader claim for damages. The court did uphold a minor judgment awarding the contractor $21,784, but of course rejected that restitution claim. The opinion stated, "We believe Modern Piping led the district court astray when it convinced the court that its claim for wrongful injunction entitled it to recover restitution." The court clarified that specific circumstances were required for such claims not met in this case. The opinion highlighted the Children's Hospital's significance, mentioning the Kinnick Wave, a tradition during Iowa Hawkeye football games. Although its landmark status is now settled, construction of the Children's Hospital did not go smoothly, the opinion conceded. Litigation and legal judgments, aggravated by delays and defects, increased the hospital's cost from $270.8 million to over $4 million. Next, LaSalle and Regis Middle Schools will share school leadership for the 2024-25 school year, a step toward combining the schools into a single campus under the new Xavier Catholic Schools Corporation. According to a news release on Friday from Xavier Catholic Schools, a recommendation on where the new campus could be located to combine LaSalle and Regis is expected to be made this summer. Two middle schools will share a principal and associate principal, with multiple staff members serving in administrative roles. A committee was formed early this year to study options for the new school's location and make recommendations to the Xavier Catholic Schools Board of Education. The consolidation of the middle schools is part of a plan to unite 8 metro area Catholic schools into a preschool through 12th grade system called Xavier Catholic Schools as of July 1st. Zachary Zexer was named principal of both LaSalle and Regis Middle Schools. He is currently the chief administrator for LaSalle Catholic Elementary and Middle School, serving preschool through 8th grade. Amanda Allard, current business teacher at Xavier High School, will serve as the facilitator for both the middle schools and will transition to the role of associate principal once she receives her administrative license. Finally, Linn County's NOAA weather radios are back on the air. The radios have been off the air since April 13th, but the transmitter began having intermittent problems in March. Replacement parts, including cables and a new antenna, were ordered, but their arrival was delayed. Initially, the repairs were estimated to be complete in May. The parts were delivered this week. Work to replace cables and antenna on the tower near Kirkwood Community College in southwest Cedar Rapids began Wednesday and was completed Thursday. Part of the motivation to fix the transmitter this week is the possibility of severe weather this weekend. According to a Friday morning report from the NWS Quad Cities Bureau, storms are possible throughout the weekend. The weather report states, in particular, we're keeping an eye on later Saturday into Sunday, when heavy rainfall for at least part of the area is expected, and a severe risk too. Rainfall totals are uncertain, but there's a 60% chance that most of eastern Iowa will receive more than 2 inches of rain from Friday through Sunday. NOAA Weather Radios broadcast weather alerts, which can also be received through TV and radio broadcasts, outdoor sirens, internet sites, weather apps, and Alert Iowa, which is an online system that sends text, email, or call alerts for severe weather and other emergencies. You can find a link to each of the stories featured in today's episode in the episode's description or at thegazette.com. The Gazette's Business Breakfast Series will host its next event on May 7th, focusing on retail. What's working when it comes to retail in downtown neighborhoods? What communities are getting it right? Join the Gazette, presenting sponsor, the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance, and housing development panelists for a morning of networking and insight on this very timely economic topic. Register now at thegazette.com/businessbreakfast. Thank you for listening to the Gazette's Daily News Podcast. I'm Becky Lucian Gardner.